Tonight we're getting an inside look at some of the rooms in Jeffrey Epstein's notorious home on a private Caribbean island where underage girls and young women were trafficked and sexually abused. Democrats on the House Oversight Committee released these photos as well as videos they say have not been made public before. One of the images shows what appears to be a dentist chair in one room with masks on a wall. Another shows a blackboard with some words scribbled on it: power, deception, plots, political. There's also this video showing the manicured grounds of the estate with palm trees and winding paths and a large pool. The Department of Justice has 16 days before they have to release documents related to its investigation of Epstein, as required by the bill that Congress passed and President Trump recently signed into law. Now, we learned today that Epstein's accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell, is planning to file a petition that asking a judge to release her from prison. She's serving a 20-year sentence for her sex trafficking conviction. Joining us tonight, California Congressman Ro Khanna, member of the Oversight Committee, who along with Republican Congressman Thomas Massey led the fight to pass that bill, forcing the release of the Epstein file. So, Congressman, I mean, do these video images fill in any blanks for you, raise any new questions? I'm wondering if what stands out to you.
Well, the dentist chair was concerning to me. Obviously, we need to know the facts, but what we need to know is, were underage girls abused on that chair? What happened there? What we do know from the survivors is there are many such photos in the Epstein files. We know that from the survivors and their lawyers. All of those need to be released. Every file, every photo, every interview memorandum, while protecting victims, need to be released by federal law in the next 16 days.